And I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. High school basketball, a couple state championships played last night over in Des Moines. And in the Class 1A, it was Grant DeMolnaire scoring 17 points and sparking a fast start that carried Grandview Christian to a 61-50 victory over Gladbrook Rhinebeck to win the Class 1A championship for the first time there in school history. Mack Naw added 11 points and Bryce Crabb 10 for Grandview Christian, which has been open for only 3 years but already has become a force in small school basketball. The Thunder lost only to Class 3A state tournament qualifier Pella and finished with 27 straight victories. Joe Smolt led Gladbrook Rhinebeck with 25 points but struggled early when Grandview Christian took control. Smolt, averaging 30 points a game, missed his first 7 shots and went 5 for 19 from the field. Caden Kickbush, usually the number 2 scorer for the Rebels, started 0 for 6 and scored only 4 points in that loss. In Class 2A, Jesse Jansma scored 22 points, Ben Jesnick added 21, and Western Christian beat Pella Christian 62-50 on Friday night to win its second straight Class 2A state championship and third in 4 years. It was the 9th title overall for Western Christian, tying Davenport Central for the most in state history, and Coach Bill Harmson became the first to coach state championship teams in boys and girls basketball at the same school. Harmson, in his first season as the boys' coach, guided the Western Christian girls to 3 titles previously. Kendon Veenstra led Pella Christian with 12 points, Levi Youngling scored 11, and David Karminski had 9 points and 10 rebounds there in that loss. Moving on to the other results from the state basketball tournament yesterday. In the 1A consolation in the morning, it was North Lynn beating Remsen St. Mary's 76-66 as North Lynn takes third there in Class 1A. Also in the 2A consolation, Kemper Catholic ran by Comanche 73-53 as Kemper is the third place finisher in Class 2A. In the 4A semifinals, Iowa City West beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy 61-37 and West Des Moines Valley was a 64-54 winner over Sioux City East. Coming up here today on the schedule, the 3A consolation set to be played at 12:05 as Waverly Shellrock takes on Manchester West Delaware. And the 3A championship will be played tonight at 6:05 as Cedar Rapids Xavier takes on Sergeant Bluff Luton. And the 4A consolation played at 1:45 as Cedar Rapids Kennedy will take on Sioux City East. And then also the 4A state championship, it'll be Iowa City West facing West Des Moines Valley at 8:05 here this evening. All those games, of course, taking place at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Moving on to college basketball, Deontay Burton scored 22 points, Monte Morris had 15, and number 23 Iowa State routed TCU 84-63 to reach its third Big 12 tournament title game in the past 4 seasons. The 4-seeded Cyclones clearly weren't impressed or intimidated by the Horned Frogs' victory against top-ranked Kansas in the quarterfinals. Iowa State used 2 big first-half runs to assume control and then stretched its advantage to 26 points midway through the second. Vladimir Brodzianski and Jalen Fisher had 10 points apiece for the number 8 seed Horned Frogs, but nobody seemed to have much pep in their step after their heart-stopping win over the Jayhawks. Iowa State will be taking on West Virginia as West Virginia's Issa Ahmad made the second of 2 free throws with 20.2 seconds left, and an off-balance 3-pointer by Kansas State's Camille Stokes was off the mark at the buzzer, allowing the number 11 in the country, Mountaineers, to escape with a 51-50 victory in that Big 12 tournament semifinal. Tariq Phillip tied the game for the Mountaineers with a 3-pointer with 1:41 left, and the Wildcats came up empty at the other end. Ahmad was fouled during a mad scramble for a rebound moments later, and he clanked his first free throw before making the second. The Mountaineers will face Iowa State in the tournament final coming up here tonight. That game is set for a 5 o'clock tip-off at the Sprint Center in Kansas City as the Cyclones try to earn their third Big 12 tournament title in the last 4 seasons. Moving on to other scores from college basketball yesterday, it was second-ranked Villanova holding off Seton Hall in the Big East tourney 55-53. Also out in the Pac-12, it was 7th-ranked Arizona knocking off 3rd-ranked UCLA 86-75. 5th-ranked Oregon beat Cal 73-65. Also, it was in the ACC, 14th-ranked Duke beating 6th-ranked North Carolina 93-83. 8th-ranked Kentucky beat Georgia 71-60. 11th-ranked West Virginia, the 51-50 win over K-State. 12th-ranked SMU beat East Carolina 81-77 in the American Athletic Conference. Also in the Big Ten, it was Michigan beating 13th-ranked Purdue in overtime 74-70. 15th-ranked Cincinnati was an 80-61 winner over Tulsa in the AAC. Also in the ACC, it was number 22 Notre Dame over 16th-ranked Florida State, 77-73. In the SEC, Vanderbilt beat 17th-ranked Florida in overtime, 72-62. And also, as another we mentioned in the Big 12, 23rd-ranked Iowa State over TCU, 84-63. In the Big 10, it was 24th-ranked Wisconsin beating Indiana, 70-60. And Northwestern knocked off 25th-ranked Maryland, 72-64. So the Big 10 quarterfinals are set to be played here today, as it will be Wisconsin and Northwestern, along with Michigan, into the quarterfinal round there as well, along with Minnesota, who knocked off Michigan State. In other sporting notes, Kirk Cousins' agent says the Washington Redskins quarterback has signed his contract for the exclusive franchise tag, a deal worth about $24 million. Cousins set team records for completions and passing yards last season while throwing for 25 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. He could still be traded by the Redskins, who also inked wide receiver Terrell Pryor to a one-year package worth up to $8 million. The Bears have finalized contracts with four free agents, including a three-year package with quarterback Mike Glennon. The Bears and Glennon worked out a front-loaded deal worth a reported $18.5 million guaranteed. The Bears also signed safety Quentin Dempse and tight end Deion Sims to three-year deals, while inking wide receiver Marcus Wheaton to a two-year contract. A couple of men's college basketball coaches are looking for work. LSU has dismissed Johnny Jones after five seasons and a 90-72 record, including a 42-48 mark in the SEC. Derek Kellogg has been fired by UMass following a 15-18 season. Washington freshman guard Markelle Fultz has declared for the NBA draft, where he is expected to be among the top five picks. Fultz led the Pac-12 in scoring at 23.2 points a game. He also averaged 5.7 rebounds and 5.9 assists for a team that finished just 2-12 in conference play. And Adam Hadwin is the leader heading into the third round of the PGA's Valspar Championship at Palm Harbor, Florida. Hadwin fired a 7-under-64 that leads him minus 10 through 36 holes, one shot ahead of first-round leader Jim Herman. Tyrone Van Aswegen is two strokes back and one ahead of Henrik Stenson, Russell Henley, and Dominic Bazzelli. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.